There's a man who's seen it all, a true hero standing tall with a badge and a pen. He takes a stage, John Moore, the freedom sage. From the Green Berets he served his land, a detective with a steady hand. Intelligence and list, he knows the score. John Moore, he's seen it all before. Wake up with the Liberty Man, with coffee cup in hand. With his charm and his wit, he's got it all. John Moore, voice that'll never fall. Intelligence and list, he knows the score. John Moore, he's seen it all before. Wake up with the Liberty Man, with coffee cup in hand. With his charm and his wit, he's got it all. John Moore, voice that'll never fall.
J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Monday. It is Monday, the 22nd day of April, year of our Lord 2024. Welcome to the John Moore Show. We begin live broadcast right now at Republic Broadcasting with my show, the John Moore Show, and I'm proud to say we do begin with the Pledge of Allegiance. Should be done in every public and private school, every school day of the year, quite frankly. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The prepper tip of the day is to check all your foot gear. That could be boots, shoes, sandals. Make sure they're in good condition, that they still fit, that they're ready for use. If they need waterproofing, make sure you get the waterproofing done. In addition, you may want to check out Merino wool socks. I wear mine whether it's 10 below zero or 110 degrees. My feet stay very comfortable all year long. You'll be very pleased with the Merino wool socks. We're patient waiting in a green room, my friend Stephen Starr. Stephen Starr is the author of the following book, available at Amazon. Nuclear High Altitude Electromagnetic Pulse. The subtitle is A Mortal Threat to the U.S. Power Grid and Nuclear Power Plants. Good morning, Stephen.
Morning, John.
Well, sir, we'll begin our conversation with a headline here at Steve Quayle's website, stevequayle.com. I started interviewing Steve Quayle in the late 1990s. Here's the headline. French troops deploy into Odessa, Ukraine. NATO troops killed in, I can't possibly say this, Dnipropetrovsk yesterday. Russia has repeatedly made clear that any troops from foreign countries that enter Ukraine will be legitimate targets for the Russian army. Well, it's one thing to give arms and explosives to Ukraine. It's another to have NATO troops on the ground fighting Russians, isn't it, sir?
You're exactly right, John. That's certainly a fatal mistake for any of the troops that are going to be deployed there. But worse than that, it opens up the door to direct military conflict between NATO and Russia.
Well, it does. And a very dear friend of mine, he served with the French Foreign Legion. For those who don't know, the French Foreign Legion, all the enlisted soldiers are not French, and the officers are French. And he did a tour of duty with them. Most of that spent in Africa, in places that no normal human being would want to go to, unless they were sent by the military. But the French military is there because the government sent them. And this is a dramatic increase in the threat of World War III beginning, isn't it, sir?
Well, yes, it is, John. You know, it's been what they would call a proxy war from the start, really. The United States was busy arming and training Ukrainian troops for 8 years before the war began. And, you know, we've sent, I guess with the latest appropriation, the total is $174 billion worth of weapons and aid to Ukraine in the last couple of years. But You know, we haven't had troops in uniform under the flag of NATO countries there with the prospect of them fighting directly against Russian troops. And Russia has made it perfectly clear and repeatedly. Putin did it nationally, his address to the nation just recently, that, you know, any NATO troops there will be treated as the enemy, and they will be attacked and destroyed, as, you know, the moment they go into Ukraine or whenever they get to them. So, you know, that's a big deal, because then if it escalates, and let's say the French send air support in to try to hit those hit Russian troops that are engaged with their troops, well, Russia can then retaliate against the French air base, and then so the war then will expand outside of Ukraine to wherever the air forces are coming from, and then that opens up, you know, even further escalation. So it's a stupid move, because, you know, if you look at it militarily, the French are certainly in no position to fight Russia. I saw a quote from a French general that said that they have enough ammunition to go on a big safari in Africa, but after a couple of weeks, right, they'd run out. You know, so it's a joke, right, really. But, yeah.
Well, the report that I've just referred to, they refer to 1,000 French troops, which is not going to amount to a hill of beans when it comes to the overall outcome of the war. They may deploy another 1,000, but even still, 2,000 French troops is not going to change anything when it comes to the overall outcome of the war, is it, sir?
Oh, not at all. I mean, there's been hundreds of thousands of Ukrainians killed, and I don't know what the Russian count is, but you know, it's a political move, and I think, you know, the French president Macron is, you know, he's not in very good shape in his own country, and they've just lost their, you know, their colony in Niger, where they get their uranium from for their French nuclear power plants. And he's not looking too good. And he wants to be a big, strong man. He's going to show how tough he is, but he's going to get a lot of people killed for no good reason, and maybe start World War III.
Right. Well, over the weekend, the Russian military successfully attacked a hotel in Ukraine that had one of the top Ukrainian generals and about 50 or 60 of the top military officials. Apparently, there were cell phones used to give the three Russian missiles a precise trajectory to hit exactly where they needed to hit to have the most damage. Something you don't know about myself, Stephen, in 2015, I was asked by a U.S. Army colonel retired to put together a team of former Special Forces troopers to go to Ukraine and teach Ukrainian Special Forces to be compliant with NATO Special Forces protocols when it came to communications, intelligence, training, and so forth. I had the team all put together. We were ready to go, and the assignment was called off. We found out later that it was most likely a CIA operation, not something that was being paid for by a Ukrainian oligarch, which is what we were told while we were working on putting the team together. So I was real close to going over there in 2015, 2016. Didn't happen, obviously. But there's no telling how many other similar operations did go through, where Americans were given the task to go to Ukraine to conduct specialized operations. Not that that changes anything, but I thought you might like to know that, Stephen.
Yeah, you know, I read recently that the New York Times reported that the U.S. had 12 different bases that were run by the CIA in Ukraine. So I think that's kind of – I don't like the idea that you get recruited and go over there under false pretenses, because, you know, I know the countries lie all the time, but for American soldiers being asked to put their life on the line or, you know, go into a hostile situation, I don't think it's right that you wouldn't be told who you're working.
Well, that's why the CIA operates. That's just simply who they are, and nothing I can do is going to change it. But I was looking forward to the assignment. It would have been a great opportunity to visit a beautiful country, which at the time was not at war.
Right.
Ukrainian people are just wonderful people. They're intelligent. They're very productive. In fact, the world's largest aircraft is manufactured in Ukraine. That massive transport that is always called Russian, but it's actually manufactured in Ukraine. Did you know that?
Well, I knew that the eastern part of Ukraine had a lot of the Soviets used it for a lot of industrial production, arms and aircraft, but I didn't realize that about that particular aircraft.
Yeah. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, Stephen has authored this book. He began writing this book with the intent to get it in the hands of decision makers in the U.S. Congress, U.S. Senate, various government agencies that have some power and authority to help the U.S. power grid be protected from the effects of EMP. You haven't had the kind of success you wanted, but you haven't given up, have you, Stephen?
Well, that's right. I still am corresponding with the senator's aide here in Missouri. You know, it's just that I think all these political people, particularly the high-ranking ones like a senator, they have lines of lobbyists backing up to their office every day, and they're very well funded. I'm not like that, but I just, like you said, I'm not going to give up on it. I haven't given up hope. But the track record is very poor. I mean, the U.S. has had two bills introduced into Congress in 2013 and 2015 that were both they were killed by the lobbyists. The bills were probably poorly written. They placed the funding probably on the utilities rather than the government, and the utilities didn't want to spend the money. But the fact is that there's technological shielding. You know, you can shield from EMP in a variety of ways that would protect not only the power grid but also our critical national infrastructure, because the EMP is going to destroy the solid-state electronics we use for everything. It's in all our computers and all this that operate at low voltages, and the high voltages from EMP will fry them. And so we're very much at risk from this still. The military is protected, but the civilian infrastructure isn't.
That's correct. The aircraft we were talking about a moment ago was the Antonov AN-124, the largest military aircraft in the world.
Wow.
Takeoff weight of not quite 1 million pounds, 886,000 pounds, with a cargo capacity of a third of 1 million pounds, 330,000 pounds. A massive aircraft, to say the least. I've never seen one in person, but that's what's been. I don't know if it's still being manufactured in Ukraine, but it was being manufactured in Ukraine. Regardless, the people of Ukraine have been led by the nose by one of the most corrupt governments on the planet. Unfortunately, it's always the common folk who pay the price of the mistakes of these corrupt leaders, isn't it, Stephen?
Well, it is. And you're right. I mean, and it's been a total disaster for the country. They've had, I don't know how many, 10 million people or more leave the country, and then
right.
they've 500,000 people killed and probably more than that wounded in the fighting. It hasn't helped the United States very much. I did a little math the other day, and with the $174 billion that's been appropriated for the war there in the United States, we could have paid the entire annual budgets of a total of 15 U.S. states and had $17 billion left over.
Right.
Missouri, Kansas, Indiana, Iowa, Oklahoma, Nebraska, Alaska, Idaho, Montana, Maine, Delaware, New Hampshire, South Dakota, Vermont, and Wyoming. And I did the math on that. People don't realize, there's a big trade-off when you, and all that money we spent there has been borrowed. Goes on our, $34 trillion national debt right now that's going up $1 trillion every 100 days. So when I see congressmen waving Ukrainian flags, after they passed a $61 billion appropriations bill in Congress, I just think, why aren't they waving American flags? Well, we have
right.
spent some money here to protect our border and help our own country.
Right. Well, the Ukraine has become the playground for the corrupt, wealthy individuals and politicians. The headlines always talk about Hunter Biden and Burisma, but if you peel back that layer, you run into dozens of corrupt American politicians and business people who use Ukraine as their way of laundering money and doing other things of nefarious nature. Of course, in my opinion, they're the ones behind Ukraine receiving all this funding. What do you think, sir?
Right. No, you're exactly right. I mean, that's a problem. The government has become so corrupt that the guys that get in office in Congress spend all their time trying to get donations for the next campaign, and the people that get anything done in Congress are the people that have enough money to donate. So people like us don't really have much input.
No. Unfortunately, that's why I advocate that you, Stephen, and our listeners work at the state level. We have We have, I don't know how many thousand listeners in Texas, where Republic Broadcasting is in Round Rock, Texas. They can have a very positive impact on the state of Texas. We have three national power grids and the lower 48. Texas is standalone. The eastern power grid is basically east of the Rocky Mountains. The western power grid is west of the Rocky Mountains. And Texas is unique in having its own power grid, isn't it, sir?
It is, and I think you're right. If people can take action at a more local level, they can have a bigger impact than they can at the federal at this point.
Absolutely. There's fewer people to deal with, less corruption to deal with. You're dealing with, in my opinion, at the state level, more honest politicians who have not yet become corrupt as they do at the federal level. So there's a much greater chance of success, isn't there?
Well, I'd hope so. You know, I'm going to take your advice to heart, John, and head down to Jefferson City here in the next week or two and see if I can meet with somebody that take a couple copies of my book, too.
Outstanding. Well, it's less than a one-hour drive for you to get to Jeff City, I believe, isn't it?
It's about 45 minutes. You're right.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah. Well, of course, I think the state legislature is either out of session or close to it. They start in January, and I think they end in May. So they're real close to wrapping up their session for the year, sir.
I better hurry up then.
Once they go home.
I've been able to get in touch with the senator's aide a little more easily when they still have people in the office, but when they're not, busy, they may not get quite as many phone calls if they're not in session. I don't know.
If they're not in session, some of them maintain an office in their district or would have a way to meet them in their district.
Okay.
Which, of course, would involve more than 45 minutes travel, typically, too, because Missouri is a large state, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a large state. It's about the size that the E1 from an EMP would destroy all the electronics, like in a billionth of a second.
Right. Well, if you've got a question or comment, we'll certainly take that at 512-248-8252. Well, it was in your process of writing your book when you discovered the existence of the EMP shield devices, wasn't it?
That's right. I was really surprised to find out that they manufacture these, in the United States, in Kansas, I believe. And I called the company up, and the lady on the phone was very well informed about EMP. She was even familiar with some of the studies I was researching to write my book. Even if they protect the grid, which would be nice, because if they EMP knocks out our grid right now, it'll be down for over a year, so no electricity. But even if they manage to protect the grid, it won't protect your home. It won't protect all the electronic things you depend on, like your refrigerator and your lights and heating and cooling systems. Unless you have an EMP shield device installed, then you're going to be sitting in the dark. So yeah, it's a very worthwhile investment, and it protects from lightning too.
Well, protection from lightning is a massive deal. It's a big deal. There's no place on the planet where lightning can't strike. And we've talked about the nature of talk radio is we've got new listeners every week, so we have to go over these things pretty much every week. But prior to EMP shield being installed in my home, if there was a thunderstorm approaching, I would have to get up, whether it was 2 p.m. or 2 a.m., run around unplugging everything that could be damaged, which is probably a dozen or more devices these days, and try and hopefully do that before the lightning struck. Now, if it's 2 o'clock in the morning and I hear a thunderstorm approaching, I just roll over and go back to sleep knowing that I'm protected. And in the unlikely event that I suffered lightning damage, I'm protected by a $25,000 insurance policy. That's real peace of mind, isn't it, Stephen?
Yeah, it is. I did the same thing, John. But, it doesn't always work trying to get up and turn off things. I actually had lightning hit a tree that was, about 50 yards away from the house, and my computer was blowing up that morning. I had a few other things, too. So, yeah, it's nice to have EMP shield.
It is, absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, the threat of lightning is basically ubiquitous. The threat of EMP is something we know could happen. We don't know if it will happen, but the possibility increases every day with what we're seeing in Ukraine, what we're seeing with China. China is making a big move to basically take control of the Philippine national waters. We have a break. We'll be right back.
About a stove so neat, it warms your body and it warms your soul. Liberator Rocket Stove, gonna make you whole, oh yeah. No smoke, no fuss, just the warmth you need. Cooking up a meal while you plant your seed. Uses wood or pellets, it's a natural burn. Liberator Rocket Stove will make you yearn.
Gonna wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off LLC, 417-932-6419.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org, T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. Do you want to protect your home, your generator, your car, the car of that youngster off to college? Well, we can do that for you at thelibertyman.com. Just go to the EMP Shield panel, do some study about all the equipment that's available there, and go ahead and place your order. There's a bonus. All my listeners, the listeners of John Moore Show, have been granted and grandfathered in with a nice $50 discount on each piece of equipment. So that adds up pretty quick. We're visiting with Mr. Stephen Starr, the author of the following book, which is available at Amazon.com, Nuclear High Altitude Electromagnetic Pulse. The subtitle is A Mortal Threat to the U.S. Power Grid and U.S. Nuclear Power Plants. You just put Stephen Starr, Stephen with a V, Starr with two R's, in the Amazon search box. You'll get to the book pretty quick, won't you there, Stephen?
Yeah, that's right, John. I appreciate the information for your listeners.
Well, we need to get this book in as many hands as possible, private citizens as well as decision makers. It takes one to influence the other, doesn't it?
That's right, and I wrote the book in a fashion that, you know, the beginning of each section and each part is a summary that's non-technical, and it's not designed for people that have to have a big scientific background to understand. After that, I go into more detail, and I have a lot of references and footnotes for people that maybe are going to look at the book more critically, and particularly decision makers, because I had to write it so I could back up everything I said with facts. So I think it's, would you like me to explain to your listeners what EMP is? I mean,
we've got less than 2 minutes before the next break, but when we come back from the break, so you're not interrupted, we'll go ahead and have that short dissertation on just exactly what this EMP thing is, so that people can understand it a bit better. Stephen's book is, it's not a big book. It's page count is not even 200 pages,
yeah,
is it?
Yeah, about 186, 187 pages, but
yes.
And there's about 20 or 30 pages of references in there, too. So, it's not a huge book to read, but and you can read it pretty quickly, but it's got a lot of information. That there's a lot of actually bad information about EMP out on the Internet, and this is, I made a point of making sure my facts are correct on this. So,
well, being a college professor, you're used to doing this kind of diligent research, aren't you, sir?
Yeah, I teach a class on nuclear weapons at the University of Missouri. And, you know, most things with nuclear weapons, there's not much of a cure for once you start a nuclear war. But, there's 12,000 nuclear weapons in the world, and all it takes is, literally all it takes is one to knock out the entire U.S. power grid. And, we can protect against that if people in Washington get off their butts and do something about it.
Right, right. Well, people may have grown up, and it doesn't matter what age you are, thinking that the United States military has all these defenses of NORAD, North American Radar Defense, and Strategic Air Command, not knowing that all it takes is a fishing trawler off the coast of Yucatan with a weather balloon. They don't need missiles. They don't need all its high-tech stuff. The EMP device itself would be high-tech. But as far as launching it and getting it up over the country high enough and far enough to cause multiple damage doesn't require missiles or aircraft. The other one doesn't.
That's right. There's an Air Force major that wrote a paper on exactly that you could use a weather balloon. And it's funny you mentioned the Yucatan Peninsula. I never heard it put quite like that, but you're exactly right. One detonation, there's two types of E3, and one of them goes very far north. You detonate a nuclear weapon like a couple hundred miles above the Yucatan Peninsula, and it literally will take out the entire grid in the United States. So it's mind-boggling, really.
It is. It is. I thought I heard the music, but maybe I didn't. We'll get the breaks coming up here momentarily. Once we get back from the break, Stephen's going to give us a nice compact summary. Just what EMP is, how it works, and the damages it causes. And it would be devastating to our country, wouldn't it, sir?
Well, it would. We would be without electricity for probably well over a year. And if you think about it, I mean, what don't you use every day that doesn't require electrical power? This would be gone in an instant. And then, we don't really have the skills that we had back in the 19th century to where people were used to living without electricity.
That's right. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Yeah. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash that donate button, like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? Like, what are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Fix bayonets.
Lay me down. And Nicole Colgren. Many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 22nd of April. My website is thelibertyman.com. You'll find a lot there in addition to the EMP shield information. If you're interested in the worst crime in human history, that would be the consequences of the COVID-19 vaccination clot shot. We post new information there 2 to 3 times a week. We have more than 200 articles and videos by world-class scientists and doctors, such as Dr. Michael Yaden. Dr. Michael Yaden, former vice president at Pfizer, former director of medical research at Pfizer, he's now saying in no uncertain terms, so you can't misunderstand him whatsoever, that all the COVID vaccinations are meant to give blood clots. It's not a side effect. They're intended to give blood clots. Of course, these aren't experimental. They worked at least 6 years before these vaccinations were released in January 2020. Building with Mr. Stephen Starr, the author of the following book, Nuclear High Altitude Electromagnetic Pulse, available at Amazon. And Stephen's going to give us a summary of just what in the world EMP is. Go ahead, Stephen.
Okay, John. Well, a nuclear weapon, if you detonate it, say, starting at 16 or 20 miles up to several hundred miles above the Earth's atmosphere, it won't create any blast or fire on the surface of the Earth. But what it'll do at the speed of light, well, it'll create a gigantic electromagnetic pulse, which is an invisible wave that comes down and will induce massive voltages and currents into any electrically conductive material, and particularly power lines and telecommunication lines. And about, for example, a medium distribution power line, you'll have 2 million volts and 5 to 10,000 amps into that line. And so anything that's connected to the grid that's not shielded from EMP will get it'll be destroyed. The solid state electronics that we have, they operate at a few volts normally. And if you don't have an EMP shield, for example, on your house, they're going to get cooked. And at the same time, this E1 wave that comes down will knock out all the high voltage power stations. There's like a 1,700 power stations in the eastern part of the U.S. They're going to have the relays and control panels fried. A few seconds later, there's an E3 wave that comes down. It's similar to what you get from a solar flare, coronal mass ejection. It will induce electrical surges into even above and below ground power lines, and it'll destroy the large power transformers and the extra high voltage circuit breakers that are required for the long distance transmission of electricity. About 90% of the electricity in the United States has to go through these large power transformers, leaving the power generation facility and then going to the distributor, different places where it's distributed in lower voltage lines. And there's only about 2,000 of these, but they're huge. They weigh from 200 to 400 tons, and they have to be custom designed and manufactured. About 80-some% of those are manufactured overseas. And, you know, weighing 200 tons, they can't put it on an airplane and fly it over, so it's kind of a slow transport process. And then it's too heavy to carry anything on a train over 100 tons, so they have to be, you know, slowly transported over land to be reinstalled. So with that kind of lead time and the problems in installing them, you can count on the fact that the U.S. won't have any electric power for a year or longer unless we take some action to protect those, which there is technical shields that can do that, as we were talking about. So that's a very quick summary, but you know, if you think about it, as soon as you lose power, you lose you have everything in your house, you know, whether it's your refrigeration system, your lights, your running water, your toilets won't work pretty soon. All the banking systems are going to be down. Fuel and food distribution systems won't work, and all the electronic devices that are required to run these things, we're going to have their circuits fried inside of them. So even if you get power back, it's going to take a long time to get all those systems repaired. So it's a lot better to try to, you know, shield these things rather than try to fix them later on. And that's just one nuclear weapon. There's 12,000 nuclear weapons in the world. There's a lot more details about how this works in my book. But I, you know, that what you just really need to know is that if we don't protect ourselves from this, and you don't take the trouble to protect your own dwelling, if one of these things happens, that the surge protectors that you have, if you have them, will not work fast enough to shield from the E1. It's just the lightning protectors won't work.
No, not at all. They're not meant to. No, the hardware store surge protectors are meant to protect from routine minor surges in the power grid, which they will do. They'll do that quite well. What they won't do, what they can't do, is protect from either lightning or EMP. Now, there are commercial pieces of equipment available that are extremely expensive compared to the slight cost of the EMP, which will work, but they aren't sold in your hardware stores like Lowe's or Home Depot or your local hardware store, Ace or True Value. EMP shield will do the trick, and it's the real deal. I've installed probably half a dozen on different vehicles. I had an electrician install the one on my house. I don't have the qualifications to mess around with that kind of voltage and amperage. So to give me peace of mind, I had a professional do it. And the EMP shield device itself on the circuit breaker panel is hidden behind the circuit breaker panel, there's a small flat wire with a square piece of plastic about a little bit bigger than a postage stamp with a green LED lamp that shows you two things. The EMP shield device is installed and it's working properly. It's really nice. I use the term peace of mind a lot, and it's another form of insurance. We have all kinds of insurance. Stephen, we have homeowners insurance, car insurance, health insurance, and so forth. This is just another form of insurance, isn't it?
Well, it is, John. And, you know, as we mentioned earlier in the show, it protects against lightning with the $25,000 policy backing it up. And I've lost a lot of electronics in the past from a single lightning strike. So that alone, in my mind, it costs maybe two or three times what what you would sell for. I don't know what I had. I was told the electrician told me I could get for lightning protection, but it doesn't. If you go to the EMP Shield website, you'll see that they've done testing up to military grade specifications to show that these things work. That's what actually sold me when I decided to buy some myself when I was writing my book. So I think it's a good product.
It is an excellent, excellent product. And ladies and gentlemen, because of the status of the world, we're running a little bit behind in terms of immediate deliveries. A couple of weeks, which is not bad considering what we went through back in 2020 and 2021 with the supply chain shortages. But a two-week delay is not a big deal, is it?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think it's worth taking the time to get one. Like you said, I mean, look at what's going on. You know, another place where we're at risk for a nuclear war starting is the Middle East. And I heard a report, whether it's true or not, that Israel had loaded an EMP weapon on an F-35 that they were going to drop over Iran, and the plane got shot down by somebody. That could be, you know, BS, but things aren't calm in the world these days. So.
Right. Well, this is something that right now may seem to be optional. Right now may seem to be not all that necessary. But when you wake up after a lightning storm and expensive pieces of equipment like a computer or other expensive things have been damaged or destroyed, then you may think, well, damn, I wish I'd listened to John and Stephen and went ahead and got this. It's better to be a year too soon than a microsecond too late, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, one of the representatives from EMP Shield that's on your show, Andrew, would probably tell us that you can get your community involved and that there are some communities that have acted to install EMP Shield devices at a community level. So that's another thing you can think about.
It is. We got a caller here, Stephen. We got Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Oh, good morning, John, and good morning to your guests. I just wanted to ask your guest if he's aware that there was a report that came out, I think it was on the 20th, that the United States has sent what they call microwave missiles that can disable Iran's nuclear facilities. They're being flown over, they're like these drones type things that are being flown over and around over near Iran, I guess, to protect. And these things evidently have the ability to do EMP attacks as well, from what I understand.
Well, you know, there are such things called intentional electromagnetic interference devices, and they can produce a very powerful EMP effect in a radius of about 100 yards or more or less. So if you get one of those close enough to a nuclear facility, you could probably damage its emergency power systems and its, if it's a nuclear reactor, its active emergency core cooling systems. I write about that danger in my book as far as nuclear weapons are concerned. So I think it's not, you know, it's quite possible that weapons like that could be deployed in a military setting.
Well, the thing that bothers me is this report came out on the 20th, and so evidently they're ramping it up over there trying to intimidate the Iranians or whatever, but I just see this. Are we so stupid that we think Iran doesn't have
the same capabilities or EMP abilities that they could attack us? I mean,
well,
this is crazy.
That's a good question. Yeah.
Right.
I mean, I worry about the millions of people that have come across the U.S. border illegally. A lot of military age males. And, you know, they have to, sometimes you can take out a large power transformer with a high powered rifle if you're, you know what you're doing. It's a bad idea to fan the flames of war wherever we are. In my opinion, we need to kind of just protect our own borders, take care of our own problems here. But, you know, another thing that's going on as far as EMP goes is Russia's taken out about 80% of the electric power grid in Ukraine at this point. All the thermal power plants, they're not hitting the nuclear plants, but they'll have to shut down without the power from offsite. And I've read that Russia's may be using at some point the EMP weapons that will knock out the grids. It'll feed back in the type of device that you're talking about. A bomb that would create high voltages will go back into Poland and Romania and take out part of their grid too. So, yeah, EMP is going to be something that's used in warfare increasingly in the future, I believe.
Well, I believe you're right, and I also wanted to agree with you about something you said earlier, and that's that we got a Congress up here, the House of Representatives, that are waving, flags. What was it? They're waving those flags
in Congress. Yeah.
Yeah. What the hell's the matter with these people?
Yeah, that somebody handed those out. Okay. Right. Maybe the guys that paid them to vote. I don't know, but it's mind-boggling. You know, it's all that money that just went out. Not a dime of it goes to protect our borders or anything that that we really desperately need here. And the Republicans, Larry Johnson was supposed to be the guy that was going to change that, but I don't know what they told the guy, if they got him in a back room and made him an offer he couldn't refuse or whatever, but it seems like the more things change, the more they don't change. So.
Oh, this guy Mike Johnson's a waste, a complete and total waste. He was waving flags, too, from what I understand. There's supposedly a picture of him waving the Ukrainian flag, too. I mean, what an idiot, if they're going to – this really – bugs me, I'll tell you the whole thing. I think we've been betrayed by this guy. Anyway, thank you guys. I wanted to just let you know about the thing that's going on over in Iran. We're getting close to this, they're ramping this EMP war up. It looks like, I don't know what's going on, but it's not good. Thank you guys.
Okay, Charlie, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. The call number is 512-248-8252. There's a growing concern that modern war will be involve AI to a large extent. I'm not sure what role that plays in what we're doing, but it's certainly something to be looked at, isn't it, Stephen?
You're exactly right, John. And if we rely on artificial intelligence to make decisions about whether or not we're going to use nuclear weapons, we're going down the wrong path. But things happen so fast in warfare now that, like a cyber attack, for example, that they're relying more and more on automation to make decisions about what to do. Russia's got a system called the nickname is the Dead Hand, but it's set up so that the National Command Authority is taken out by a first strike. These guys are in a bunker, and they're waiting to launch these emergency communication rockets, and the rockets will go out and they'll send signals to launch every surviving Russian nuclear weapon that hasn't, been destroyed in that event. So we've moved, we've been moving towards automated nuclear war fighting for some time.
Absolutely. Well, it's pretty scary stuff, to say the least, but it doesn't change the overall threat of EMP at all, does it, sir?
No, it doesn't. I mean, the reason I wrote my book, I've written about nuclear war for a long time. I wrote probably one of the most read articles in the Bulletin of Atomic Scientists about the effects of an 800 kiloton weapon detonated over New York City. If you start having hundreds of nuclear weapons going off over a country, you're pretty much SOL. But, an asymmetric warfare, if you can use one high altitude detonation to destroy a grid and the critical national infrastructure that basically incapacitates a country, that's... Countries like North Korea, but even any enemy would see that probably as, and it may be impossible to to even determine whose weapon it was. But we were very much at risk from that. I think it's inevitable that sooner or later we're going to face an attack like that. So I think if we can only get the people in Washington to act on that, and you know, if the people at home can take the initiative and get the EMP shield devices and protect their own houses, that we'd be a lot better off as a nation.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, I certainly advocate that. And we got our last break coming up pretty shortly. And we'll get back from the break. We'll have Stephen give a summary for the day and for the week. Well, the time to act is now. Procrastination is, well, that could be a very fatal mistake, couldn't it?
Yeah, it could. It's you know, it's sort of like a bulletproof vest. It's a waste of money until the first time you need it.
Yep, absolutely. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Company will fix bayonets. Fix bayonets. Attention!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Stephen, you got about 3 minutes here to summarize your thoughts for the day and for the week, sir.
Okay, John. Well, if your listeners are interested in getting my book, they can find it on Amazon. Like you mentioned earlier, you can just put my name in there, Stephen with a V and Star with two R's. It'll bring up nuclear high-altitude electromagnetic pulse The book's not written for scientists. It's got summaries at the beginning of each section that are non-technical, and they'll give you the facts about EMP that are correct. There's a lot of bad information on the net about it. I recommend that you educate yourself about this. If you want to act on this and try to get Congress or your representative or your community involved, you can, buy a copy of the book and take it to a meeting, meet with somebody, meet with a representative in person, and, tell them they need to do something about this. There's also a Kindle version that's like $9, $8.99 that's available too. So I don't know. I haven't given up on this because it's such a profound threat, even though very few people really are aware of it or understand it. But it's they used to call it a low probability event, but I think that the probability seems to increase every day that the world gets more dangerous. And you have to be proactive on this. You can't wait till after it happens. If you wait, you don't prepare, you're not going to make it. I appreciate you having me on your show, John, to be able to tell people about this. And, the EMP shield device that you've been talking about for some time, but even before I got on the show, it's a good device to purchase. It will protect your if you have a solar system, for example, you can protect that in your battery backup system. It'll protect all the appliances in your house. You can get them for your vehicles. It's not a terribly big expense, and it also protects against lightning. So you can, if you want to believe that EMP will never happen, you don't. I think lightning's a pretty good probability. I think it's time to, there's some things you can't put off. You can put off, and then it's too late. But don't do it on this.
No, don't put this off. Don't procrastinate. Get the EMP shield device for your home, your generator, your car, the car that youngster off to college. Get it now. Get them installed. And that's one thing that you can check off the list. Right, Stephen?
Yeah, I've got it. I've had the EMP shield now for, gosh, I guess maybe a year and a half or 2 years. And I don't worry about lightning storms anymore. And I know that if there is an EMP, at least the electronics at my place are going to be okay. And I do have a backup power system, so I'll be able to provide, I can pump water out of my deep well. I can run my refrigerators and chest freezers. I have lights, and that can be pretty valuable to a community, too. If you happen to be the only person around that's got that, you're going to be quite popular. So.
Right. Well, we do what we can every week, Stephen, to get the word out, to help people get educated, to help them understand the importance of this. And thank you very much. We'll see you next Monday.
Thanks.
We have a top of the hour break. We're back with Sam Andrews. We'll have Fireman's Monday.
Health Simple with Colorado Shioji. Fact bit number one. What goes in must come out. Whatever we ingest, breathe in, or transfer by contact must be expelled. Expelled directly as burned calories, through perspiration, respiration, or expelled via urinary and gastric channels. Every element that is not properly used or removed by our bodies become toxins. And toxins, as we know, are causal to every disease and ailment. Toxins are what makes us subpar, unable to be at our best. Be your healthy best by cleansing your body of daily and deeply embedded toxins. Live stronger, and we hope live longer. Shilajit, legit Shilajit, that is, like Colorado Shilajit. is perhaps the greatest homeopathic whole body remover of toxins made by Mother Earth.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.